At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm back! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
All right, I got screwed over. Matthias is right. I should have listened. I lost the total by like 2 points because they can't score. It was their fault. It really was their fault, too. Whatever. It's a small little in-game play here. It's all good. It's all good. You know what? We did. We're getting back on track. The last couple of days have been good. The bowl games have been pretty good. We've been a nice in a bowl zone, actually. Tonight, it was nice. It was nice. Like I said, I don't do a lot of college teasers, college football teasers, because it's erratic. The numbers are, you know, anything can happen. But in some of these bowl games, you could just sort of get a feel that, you know what, these teams are really evenly matched. And like today, if you teased either side, you won. So I'm not recommending teasers across the board here when it comes to college football, but it doesn't mean they can't be used at times. And I think that a good example of this, here's a nice teaser. I'm going to put it in. I'm thinking, if I put it in now, you never know in this stupid COVID world. Omicron. I think, though, my deal with this, I'm going to put this in now because I don't think, I think more money's going to come in on North Texas. I think people that actually bet this stuff, that no one in their right mind wants to take Miami. Like, I think, that's what I kind of feel. Like, put it this way, like, if you're going to, this is the teaser. The Tennessee Titans are getting 3 points, all right? If they lose this game, they're not going to get smoked on their home field. They're going to bring it. It's tough. You know, it's a West Coast team. They're going, you know, they're going into, in a Tennessee here, they're going into the South on a short week. They can sort of exhale. San Francisco were under a lot of pressure. They've been rolling along. It's a tough spot for the 49ers here. So I'm not saying, and listen, the Niners are good on the road. So I'm not discounting. This game's going to be a close football game. So I think the Titans are a great teaser here. Get the Titans up to 10, and you can get the day started by taking North Texas. So listen, I already took North Texas. We gave the parlay on Game Time Decisions in Game Live tonight. Right before kickoff, we talked about, all right, I want to get a piece of Army, more pieces of Army. So I took Army on the money line because I didn't want to lay the points. And I money line parlayed it with North Texas. And it turned into plus 208. So I've got a plus 208. And I'm telling you, it's a successful way of gambling. I think it's a smart way of gambling. And it's been working for me. I share this with you in case you know you want to take the same approach. But, you know, show a little patience. It's like, all right, I don't want to lay the 7, but I think they're going to win the game. And I know I'm going to take North Texas tomorrow. So why don't I just parlay this right now? And now, boom. Right, I only put $100 on it. I had 13 bets on the game, so it added up. Trust me, this is one of the smaller ones. But the $100, two plus 208. Now I have $208 on North Texas money line. Now I can step up and say, all right, I already have them on the money line. I think they're going to win. Actually, they're plus 2.5. Now let's take a teaser. Tennessee Titans plus 10. So we take the 3 and we make it plus 10. And we get the North Texas Mean Green playing in the state of Texas, close to their campus, against a MAC team that never win bowl games. Miami of Ohio haven't won a bowl game in forever either. You know, they don't make a lot of bowls, but they don't win when they go. MAC teams don't win. And if they do win, I sincerely doubt they're blowing out a Sun Belt team. Not the same team, just beat UTSA. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. You're joining us just as I'm putting together a toxic late night cocktail here in the asylum, the sanitarium. Here's a 7-point teaser, and I just put 200 on it. Tennessee Titans plus 10. North Texas Mean Green plus 9.5. So I've already got North Texas on the money line in a parlay with Army at plus 208. So now I've got North Texas at plus 9.5. So I'm kind of covered in this game. And we're going to step in with the over of this game. We're going to step in with the over of this North Texas and Miami game. 3:30 Eastern time, 12:30 Pacific. North Texas have been a money-making team this year, guys. 9-3 ATS. 6-6 on the season. They rattled off 5 straight wins. They went 9-3 against the spread. They are 7-4-1 to the under. Miami of Ohio also 6-6, and they're also 6-6 over under. They're 5-7. So, you know, who do you want? You want the team that's 9-3 ATS playing in their home state that's on a torrid roll right now? Guys, these guys were 1-6. Then they beat Rice 30-24 in overtime to keep hope alive. They beat Southern Mississippi 38-14. They beat UTEP 20-17. UTEP don't blow either. FIU 49-7. And in their last game, they beat UTSA. UTSA were undefeated at the time. UTSA only lost 2 games all year. This one and then the bowl game the other day. You look at North Texas's offense. They hung 45 on UTSA. They put 49 up on FIU. 20 against UTEP. The 38-14 game against Southern Miss. You know, these teams like are kind of better. They're like Miami of Ohio aren't going to be able to stop this. Right? North Texas's ground attack, man. It's ranked 3rd in the country after Army and Air Force. Like, all these guys do is run as well. It's difficult to stop. And you look at Miami's offense. Gabbard's been there for 12 years or whatever. These guys have put up 33, 45, 34, 47. The total's too light. Take the over. Mean Green and the over. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get More and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Rage Late Night continues. I am Gabe Morenci. We're breaking it down on SiriusXM Channel 159, a mightier 1090. Sports Grid Radio Network, Sports Byline, Sports Map, any Armed Forces Radio Networks. The college football playoff countdown is on, and there's a lot of stuff to break down, so let's bring in one of the best in the business, First Coast News, second helping podcast, Brent Beard joins us. Brent, it's always a pleasure, sir. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Dave, always a pleasure to be with you. Want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and your listeners. Have enjoyed the bowl game so far, and we got a slew of them left, and can't wait for that.
Well, Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas to you and yours as well, Brent. We appreciate your time throughout the year, and I look forward to breaking down the playoffs and then, you know, the upcoming draft and everything else in between. So. It's kind of sneaking up on us right now, right? I mean, we took, yeah. You know, took a little while off to focus in on some of these other bowl games, but the playoff talk is here. The playoffs are here. And let me get your thoughts on this, that the head of the college football playoff committee, Bill Hancock, says that if one of the teams are unable to play due to COVID, the game will not be postponed. The team will forfeit the football game. What's your take on this?
I don't like that. I'll be honest with you. There has to be some more wiggle room in this. I mean, you've got, they play on the New Year's Eve, and then the championship game is on the 10th. You should be able to have at least a couple of days wiggle room with these semifinals. I mean, Gabe, don't these teams basically have a week only between games during the season? I mean, I don't see why that it would be such a problem for these teams to play 7 days apart if they had to do it. So, I hope that doesn't happen, obviously. But to me, the X factor with all these teams, and not enough is said about this, Gabe, you get this like I do, that these teams, basically on their campus, they've got virtually a hospital where they can take care of their athletes, and they've got some of the better trainers in America. I mean, Georgia and Alabama, for instance, Alabama's got Jeff Allen, who's been given national awards for taking care of players. So I think these guys, that they know what they're doing, and it's one of those things where there's no panic that's necessary here. I think they will do the right thing, and they will keep these guys healthy. I know there has to be some kind of protocol, right, in this situation. Now, the good thing about the championship game is played on the 10th, and if they had to, they could play it on the 14th. So that would help them to have a little bit of leeway. I just wish we had some leeway with the semifinals.
Now, what are you hearing as far as the Georgia Bulldogs are concerned about the quarterback room? Reports are JT Daniels tested positive, and there were concerns that there could be others coming out of that room. And, you know, I think it's kind of ridiculous as well. We've come this far. These are the final 14 left standing. Let's find out who the best team is, right? Not who isn't missing the most players. Look, right. Ohio State, remember last year, Ohio State were put in a tough spot in the championship game. Right. And I get it. You have to deal with a little bit of adversity. But to me, what catches my eye, and I think the kids will be fine for the most part, but just imagine if a Harbaugh, if a Saban, if a Luke Fickell, right? Like, it's one thing in the NFL, Brent. All right.
All right, Sean Payton's out. Dennis Allen's taking over. The system's in place in the pros, right? Everybody knows their job. Right. The system's in place. The quarterback can call the plays himself. He knows what he needs to do. It's a little bit different in college, man. In college, you're a general. Like, college football coaches have a massive impact on the game itself. That's the thought that crossed my mind. Like, wow, imagine if one of these coaches worked there.
Well, and for instance, you've got Bill O'Brien and Doug Marrone.
Yes, sir.
Who are isolating at home. And, I mean, they'll be fine. I mean, Saban said that they've got mild symptoms. And, look, if there's a silver lining to this latest strain is that the symptoms are much milder than anything we've seen so far.
Yeah, we're adapting to it.
Yeah,
exactly. The strain is getting milder, you're right. It's more contagious, but much less deadly.
Yes. Absolutely. So, and again, for these playoff teams, I mean, it's still, Gabe, they've still got over a week basically to get well. So I think,
your point's a good one. But they also have a week for things to get worse too, right, Brent? Well, I don't want to be that guy. What do you think of Michigan? Harbaugh's not playing around, is he? The entire team got a booster shot on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the team, the players that decided, they said, you know what? This is in our best interest to do this. You know, I'm not judging teams that don't, and everybody does their own different thing, but it does send a message. Michigan are all in on this thing.
Well, Michigan knows that this may be their team, right? They've got pretty much all the elements of this team that we haven't seen in a long time.
You're right. Harbaugh just needs to win two more games, right, Brent? He's close.
Yes. Gabe, he knows that, doesn't he? I mean, he knows how good this team is, particularly, I mean, that Ohio State win, I think, for sure helped them to know what they're capable of doing. And I'm telling you, Gabe, right now, and I don't think they will, but Georgia better not be overlooking Michigan thinking they've got an Alabama rematch that's coming up, because Michigan, as you know, is very capable of winning this game. And look, Gabe, we could argue with folks that this Michigan line of scrimmage is very capable of giving Georgia all they want and more.
I'll tell you what, and you know this, Brent. Football is won and lost in the trenches.
That's right.
As simple as that. And look at both trenches. Michigan's offensive line, one of the best offensive lines in the country. They racked up 297 yards on Ohio State, and they got better as the season went on, which is a key. And you want to talk about their defensive line, they got two guys that are top 10 picks in the NFL draft.
Absolutely.
They're kind of mirror images of each other, these football teams, in a way, aren't they?
They are. And listen, what about that matchup between Jameer Saylor on the Georgia offensive line with that tackle against Aiden Hutchinson, the defensive end? Look, as good as Saylor is, can anybody handle Hutchinson 1-on-1?
Did you see the video of him just like steamrolling the kid on Ohio State?
Oh, yeah,
he just like pushed him over like a bowling ball. And I'll tell you what, and I don't think it's, they have a great team chemistry in Michigan, so I don't think there's any jealousy or anything like that, because Ajabo is getting love from the NFL. Like, I'm seeing him now projected to be like the 9th and 10th pick of the draft, but David Ajabo is a hell of a player as well. So you got to deal with Hutchinson on one side, and then you got Ajabo coming at you too.
Well, now your X factor in a game like this could be a Brock Bowers, the tight end at Georgia, who, I mean, he was just a beast against Alabama. Alabama couldn't tackle him, frankly, and if they can get the ball to him. But again, hey, Gabe, well, this Michigan-Georgia game, would it shock you if this thing was 17-14 or something like that, as good as a line of scrimmage is, and how well
points could be at a premium here, Brent.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
First downs could be at a premium, actually.
Yes.
Like, I'm not expecting Michigan to run up and down the field on them, and I don't think they're going to rack up 297 yards rushing. But at the same point in time, Georgia's going to have a hard time moving the football as well. George Pickens being back, how big is that for these guys? And I expect he'll be better right now that he's got another 3 weeks under his belt.
Pickens, besides Brock Bowers, is easily one of their best receivers. And they have taken their time in bringing him back, which is pretty smart. So he'll be ready to go. Pickens, and we'll see more of this next year, Pickens is a superstar, Gabe, when he's healthy. And now the problem is that hasn't been able to happen. But I do think with him healthy and be able to do more than he did against Alabama, that's going to help. But I'll tell you right now, I would be a lot more worried if I was Kirby Smart if Stenson Bennett may not be able to play instead of JT Daniels. We know what Bennett can do, and yes, he threw a couple picks.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Picks against Alabama. Could have actually had 2 pick-sixes in that game. But I know Bennett can make some mistakes, but Kirby trusts him. And Bennett has had a very good season. Man, who in the world would have thought that Stenson Bennett could have played for Georgia and gotten them to the SEC championship game undefeated?
Brent Beard with us. We're breaking it down. Countdown to kickoff is on. The college football playoff. The late night Anchorman for Pass continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenz. We're breaking it down. Sports Grid Radio Networks, the Mightier 1090, Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Match, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio Networks, talking college football playoffs with Brent Beard, Heisman Trophy voter, First Coast News, second helping podcast joining us. So, Brent, we could talk for hours about Georgia and Michigan. It seems to me that the Georgia-Michigan game is actually sort of getting a little bit more talked about. I think because people see it as a more evenly matched football game and they're fascinated by it, as opposed to, Alabama are going to roll over Cincinnati. You said something a couple of minutes ago interesting to me. As far as Georgia is concerned, you know it's got to be in the back of their minds again, like, oh, man, damn Alabama. You know, Alabama this, Alabama that, Alabama, Alabama. Except you and I both know. Nick Saban's not thinking about Georgia. He's thinking about Cincinnati.
No, right?
That's what makes Alabama. Like, we've been talking about all year. Remember, they took New Mexico State seriously.
That's right.
They're not overlooking anything. Like, I bet you Saban is nervous and telling his kids every day, hey, Cincinnati can beat us. These guys are good.
Well, I can tell you this. Look no further than the bowl game with Georgia and Cincinnati. Georgia kicking a 50-plus yard field goal basically at the end of the game to be able to win it. I mean, Georgia knows how good Cincinnati is in this situation. There's no way that Alabama is overlooking them.
And, Brent, I don't mean to jump in here, but so I was going to say, and Brent, also, Cincinnati's quarterback is being talked about now as a potential top 10 pick. Like, they've got NFL talent too, this team.
Listen, there's no question about that. I mean, the pass defense that they have got right now is just really one of the best in the nation. I mean, Cincinnati right now is number two in the nation in pass defense, only giving up 168 yards. That's going to be absolutely fascinating going against Bryce Young and what he has been able to do in this situation. Now, Houston was the best passed offense Cincinnati faced all year, and they gave up only 250 yards and two touchdowns to Clayton Toon, the quarterback. So, I have no idea at all that, and no escape from realism that this is not going to be a difficult game for Alabama. And, Gabe, we can't forget Meacham. The Alabama wide receiver tore an ACL in the SEC championship game, puts more pressure on Jameson Williams and some other Alabama receivers to step up in this game, too. I saw a stat that when I saw it, your name popped into my head because it's one of those hidden things that you would have come up with. Cincinnati attempted 17 field goals this year. They missed 10 of them. 10 of them left 18 points on the table.
Wow.
Due to missed field goals. Gabe, that can make a big difference in a game, could it, Tom?
I can't help but think, Brent, right now. This is like the first time in, I don't know, like 50 years that Alabama have an advantage in a kicking game.
Really? Really?
Because they're not exactly known for drilling 52-yarders either.
No. I agree with that totally. So that, but look,
I know. So, wow, that in a close football game, so that's massive right there. That is key.
It really is. Yeah. But
especially if you're the underdog, because you want to take the free whenever you can get it, right?
And listen, you said something a minute ago that I think rings true. Gabe, Cincinnati, their secondary, they're going to be about three of those guys in the NFL sooner than later.
That's the thing for people tuning in. If you're unaware of the Cincinnati Bearcats, they're not on national television all the time. It's not a Cinderella story.
No.
And it's not like, you know, like you're not to take anything away from some of these other teams that sort of come out of nowhere and are good for a year and then go back to who they were. Cincinnati have been building this thing up. Luke Fickell has turned down other big time jobs and big time money opportunities. The guy's a big time coach. You and I have talked about it, Brent, about states and recruiting. You don't get much better than Ohio, man. You got fast kids, you got tough kids. You know, you look at the recruiting that he's done, and, you know, let's look at you look at some of the numbers, too. Alabama scored 42.5 points per game. Cincinnati scored 38.8 points per game. Alabama rack up 495 yards a game on offense. Cincinnati rack up 429. You talk about rushing the football. Cincinnati run for 180 yards a game on the ground. We talk about, you know, it's all about, you know, your playmakers. Can they stay poised? And I think Ritter can stay poised, actually.
Oh, yeah. Ritter's one of the better quarterbacks in the nation. The two guys we're talking about, quarterback Sauce Gardner, was AP first-team All-American. They don't give those away. And also quarterback Kobe Bryant was second-team honors. And, oh, by the way, the Cincinnati running back is Jerome Ford. People may not realize this, Gabe. Jerome Ford started his career at Alabama. So, Gabe, how excited is Jerome Ford going to be to play in this game?
I'm excited to watch the game. I'm excited for him. Let's do this. Wish it was tomorrow, Brent. Well, we got some bowl games coming up still to get us through, but yeah, I kind of turned it off. You know how dialed up I was before the Ohio State game and any Iowa game. And, you know, listen, I was watching Bo Schembechler videos at 4 in the morning. But, no kidding. I'm walking around.
Yeah.
Fired up. I was reminiscing. I'm thinking back, you know, about the old days. And, you know, just so excited. So I had to tune it down a little bit. But now, you know, the rush is starting to come, man. What a great Final Four that we have. Yeah, I want to ask you about a couple of the other SEC teams. Let's talk about this Houston Cougar team because we're talking about Cincinnati. This Houston Cougar team is a good football team, too.
You know, very good team. They only lost two games this year. They lost to Cincinnati, and they blew like a 21-point lead to Texas Tech earlier this year. But Clayton Toon's had a great year. Holgorsen's done a great job. And you know this as an SEC guy. Teams like Houston, they want to beat SEC teams. They want it in their trophy case. They want it for recruiting. They want the feather in their cap. You know Houston's showing up in this football game.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Now, they won't have Marcus Jones, their cornerback, kick returner, who is declared for the NFL draft. But listen, the reality for this is, Gabe, I don't know if Auburn can score. And you know good well, Houston will have no problem in that situation. Bo Nix, as we know, is gone. Now, since we last talked, he landed at Oregon. Yep. Is the interesting thing about that. And his offense coordinator will be Kenny Dillingham, who was also at Auburn. And you've got other Auburn players that Brohadas Helm, Roger McCrary, Jacoby McClain are not playing in the game. Those are McCrary's first team All-SEC. Also, Helm is the Auburn starting right tackle for the last 2 years in this game. Those are real losses for Auburn. I know the game's in Birmingham and their new stadium that UAB plays in. And look, normally Auburn, the SEC team, would have the better roster here. Gabe, I think Houston wins the game. I really do. I just really think that Auburn's going to struggle to score the game. Now with these players we mentioned who are going to be out, I don't know how motivated they are. Now I want you to think about this, too. They've lost four games in a row. Auburn has. Oh, my. What kind of offseason would it be on the Plains, Gabe, if Auburn loses the bowl game and they head in the offseason with five straight losses?
And I agree with you. I think it's about to happen. Houston Cougars are two-point underdogs in this football game. Did it surprise you that Bo Nix, it surprised me that he ended up like in the Pacific Northwest?
Yes.
Did you guys see that coming in the South?
No, we really didn't at all. I mean, that was a big surprise with that. Something odd came out of this. Bo Nix's father is Patrick Nix, the former Auburn great quarterback, and he is one of the better high school coaches in the state of Alabama. Now, what's odd about this is, out of nowhere, he coaches at Phoenix City, Central Phoenix City, and they actually came out this week with a press release that said that Patrick Nix is going to stay in high school coaching his team instead of going to Oregon with Bo. So what I thought about that a little bit, and what I wondered here was, if Bo had stayed at Auburn, would his father have come on there as the offensive coordinator?
Interesting. Now,
Auburn's hired Austin Davis from the Seahawks, their quarterback coach. Davis was you may remember this, Gabe. Davis was a quarterback.
Southern Mississippi,
Hess.
Right off the
absolutely.
Top of my head. Southern
Miss. Yeah, absolutely. So you've got a lot of interesting little stories here for Auburn in this bowl game.
And no disrespect to Nix. I'm not trying to disparage any player, but
sure.
It just seemed weird to me, and I don't know, quite frankly, I'm just thinking, like, really, if you're the Ducks, you couldn't get a better quarterback? Like, what's going on with the Duck program right now?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Bo Nix is not an elite guy, and the Ducks, you're supposed to get elite quarterbacks there.
Oh, yeah.
Elite guys to run your system, Brett. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you exactly. And Dan Lanning, the new quarterback, the new coach at Ole Miss, at Oregon, I get my O's mixed up. Of course, he's seen Nix. He knows what he can do. And look, here's the thing. If they can get Nix with a coordinator to help him on his footwork, and more than anything else, to help his psyche and for him not to rush through every play and virtually panic sometimes, he'll be a better quarterback. That's going to be one to follow for us over the next few weeks and months.
Yeah, and this might come as a shock to everybody, but Lincoln Riley already killed it out there, right? Didn't take long.
Oh, yeah. No, not at all.
It did not take long. Brent Beard. Well, speaking of taking long, man, time just flew by tonight. But don't worry, everybody. Brent's going to join us one last time before the college football playoff games and in the new year, of course. So countdown to kickoff is on. Brent, Merry Christmas. We'll speak to you before the New Year's Eve football games. All the best to you and yours. Thanks a lot.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs. I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Ahora en McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken Meal Deal o un $6 McDouble Meal Deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu Meal Deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges, ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Joining us.
Gabe, I can't wait. Look forward to talking throughout the year. And Gabe, you and I both know, brother, there's no off season in college football. There's always something happening, is it not?
Football never sleeps. Thanks, Brett.
My pleasure, Gabe. Take care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Cloud continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're breaking it down. SiriusXM Channel 159, the Mightier 1090. Let's do this thing. One of our favorite football insiders, Howard Balzer, steps up and in. Howard, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and all that other stuff. We appreciate your time. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. How you doing, Howard Balzer?
Doing well. Well, thanks for the good wishes. Same to you and all the listeners out there. And always enjoy talking football with you.
Well, the Arizona Cardinals have a massive football game on Saturday night. And, of course, Howard covers the Arizona Cardinals, si.com/NFL/Cardinals and more. But massive game on Saturday night. And I'll tell you what, the knives are starting to come out right now. Cardinals riding a two-game losing streak. People are jumping off the bandwagon. I saw some quotes from an interview from Carson Palmer in which he says he doesn't like Kyler Murray's body language and says he needs to be a better leader. In the huddle, Trey Wingo's tweeting about how Cliff Kingsbury's teams always fade late in the season. They start off strong. They fade late in the season. And I thought you had a great column and you posted some links to some great stats and pointing out, we can talk about Cliff Kingsbury. We can talk about Kyler Murray. A problem for the Arizona Cardinals is right now they're giving up too many big runs. And, oh, yeah, you got Jonathan Taylor and the Colts coming to town. Other than that, how's things in the desert?
Yeah. Things are going great. And of course, you know, the loss to the Lions had nothing to do with the offensive line not blocking anybody. And on one play, a defensive end coming totally free on a sack of Kyler Murray. And so, but the knives, as we know, everyone loves to bring the knives out and bury them in somebody when things, you know, go a little sideways in a game. And so, you know, those who are hailing Cliff Kingsbury as a potential coach of the year a couple weeks ago, play a bad game in Detroit, and all of a sudden he's terrible. Kyler Murray's not a leader. And I didn't realize that Carson Palmer was in the huddle so that he would know that he that Kyler Murray's not a leader in the huddle. And so, you know, the whole team didn't play well. But everyone, it's always easy to point the finger at the quarterback and point the finger at the head coach. And that, you know, Cliff Kingsbury, his team's always, you know, and badly. Well, man, I know the guy's been a head coach for 30 years, right? So it's, you know, it's kind of weird. But, you know, bottom line is that's what's going to happen when you lose to a team that had one win, like the Lions, and you fail in the red zone on multiple occasions and things that they were doing well early in the year. And so now it's incumbent on the Cardinals to basically prove everybody wrong. And we'll see if they're able to do that on Saturday, like you pointed out. Going, you know, the one true weakness of this team that everyone's talked about all year is run defense, and that's been the case all year. And now they're going up against, right now, the best running back in the NFL in Jonathan Taylor. So can they rise up? And you're not going to stop Jonathan Taylor, but the hope is that you can, you know, somewhat contain him and keep him from, like, you know, he'll go 1 yard, 2 yards, you'll stop him here, there, and then all of a sudden he goes for 50 or for that, what was it, 67 yards against New England last week. So we'll see. I mean, this is the NFL, though, and it's a league of overreaction. And when you haven't proven that you're a winner, then you're going to get, you know, jumped on. You know, teams that have won in the past, no one says anything when Tom Brady just has a horrific game or things like that. Although I'll say this, after week one, everybody in the world was ready to bury the Packers and bury Aaron Rodgers, right? And we've seen what's happened since then. So got to let it play out. But everybody has to have their hot take. Everybody has to have their, you know, their knives or whatever it might be. And the accolades don't last long when you play a bad game in this league. So, you know, we'll, you know, hey, a few weeks ago the Rams were being buried, right? Lost three in a row, looked bad in a couple of games. Oh, it's over for them. Yeah, they're not a team. You know, they're just signing these stars like Von Miller and Odell Beckham Jr. Man, it's over for the Rams. And here they are tied with first place with the Cardinals. So everyone should just chill, let it play out, make whatever evaluations there are to be made when the season's over. But all the chatter now is just that. It's just chatter. But everybody's got to fill their time and do their interviews. And so that's the way it is.
Howard Balzer with us. And Howard, you know, I've been saying this about, you know, Twitter, social media, everything is quick, you know, attention deficit disorder, week to week, people remember what they saw last, and then even then they forget about it two days later. But that sort of trickled down to the media as well, with their just stupid, dumb, hot takes of the day, in which, you know, a team has a good Sunday, oh, they're Super Bowl contenders. A team has a bad Sunday, oh, this team's done. And, you know, there's a lot of similarities with a lot of teams. As you stated, people were burying the Rams. Now the bandwagon's starting to fill up again. The Buffalo Bills are a good example. I think Buffalo and Arizona sort of in a similar situation, in which there's grumblings going on. The knives are starting to come out. But if the Buffalo Bills beat the New England Patriots on Sunday, everybody's going to be feeling pretty good about the Bills. And you're going to see on Monday on all the talk shows, well, the Bills are a dangerous team. And look at their schedule down their stretch. And I wouldn't want to have to play the Bills. And everything will be fine if Arizona wins on Saturday. But with that being stated, it will snowball if they don't, Howard, right? Let's not be naive about this. This is a massive football game for them, not just for their psyche, but for the standings as well. And Howard, you've been around a long time, and I've been telling people this all week and the last couple of weeks. I don't really care what a team's record is going into the playoffs, need to make the plus. It's about playing your best football at this time of the year, isn't it?
No, it absolutely is. There's no question about that. And you want to be playing good football. Now, it is possible at times to lose a game and have played a pretty good football game. That certainly is possible, even though those on the side of the loser never would acknowledge that. But the Cardinals obviously didn't play a good football game against the Lions. The previous Monday, they played a pretty good game against the Rams. They had their mistakes, they had their issues, and it helped them lose that game. But there's no sin in losing to the Rams. But one game, and we've seen it from a lot of teams this year. I just mentioned the Packers, the first game of the year. We saw the Bills lose to the Jaguars. We saw the Titans lose to the Jets. I mean, that's the NFL. But, you know, the one thing about the league is, and we know this, is that when you have one game a week, basically, for each team, one game, then there's an awful lot of time in between to fill. And so that's why there's always overreactions to good and bad. I mean, hell, San Francisco 49ers were being buried you know, several weeks ago when the Cardinals went on the road and beat them with Colt McCoy at quarterback. Well, it's over for the 49ers. They might start planning for next year. Might as well play Trey Lance. And here they are right now, the sixth seed in the NFC. And I'll tell you that they keep playing the way they are. They're going to be a tough out for whoever they play, assuming they're in the playoffs in the first round. So that's the way it goes. The reality is when you finish poorly, which the Cardinals also did last year, that's what's on everybody's mind. And it doesn't matter that this team is 10-4. I mean, 10-4, I think, you know, it's the second best record in the NFL. But everybody's talking like this team is just horrendous. And like I said, that's the nature of it all. That's the nature of the beast when everybody has to, you know, fill up their time. And so, but it's still up to the team to prove that last week was an aberration. Now, if they play well and lose, not the end of the world. But if you lay an egg and have a lot of the same problems in the red zone, untimely penalties, the offense shooting itself in the foot with false starts and things like that, then you're going to have an issue. But it's the Colts are a good football team, offensively, defensively. I think they lead the NFL in takeaways. And so that's what the Cardinals have to show they can do, not give up the ball, not turn it over, obviously, and just play a good, clean football game. And then all of a sudden, all the people who had the knives out will be saying, okay, they reversed themselves. They're looking okay now. They're going to be a tough team in the playoffs.
You know, I love the perception, too. I didn't get it. We heard, you know, and I'm not, you know, specific, let's just say mainstream media, basically handing the AFC to the Patriots, right? Patriots right. are the hottest team. The Patriots have won six in a row. The Patriots. And I'm thinking, well, the Chiefs have won the same games in a row, yet how are they down? Right? So you have a team on a 7-game win streak. Wow, they're just not really playing very good football. And you have another team on a 6-game win streak. Oh, they're just unbelievable the way that they're playing right now. I find the hypocrisy to be amusing. Yeah, one thing I've noticed over the last couple of weeks, look at the Patriots. The Patriots beat the Bills. They ran the ball 3 times. You know, just speaking about the Colts, you know, Carson Wentz, man, was like 5-for-12 for like 87 yards the other night, Howard. Like, literally, we're seeing a theme with this. Kirk Cousins and the Vikings the other night. It was Fields that put up the stats. We all thought, oh, you know, Kirk Cousins versus the depleted secondary. It seems like, you know, numbers can be very deceptive. If you caught it, it's amazing, Howard. Have you seen anything like this? Modern NFL quarterbacks completing 5 passes, and that team wins.
Well, you know, and here's the thing, too. I'm glad you brought up Wentz, because I forget the game it was, but he threw one or two really just horrendous interceptions.
Yes.
Early in the year.
Oh, he tries to, Howard, too, every pass almost. He tries to give it away.
But here's the thing. I mean, it was early in the season. They started out, I think it was 1-4. He had been hurt through most of training camp. He was on a new team, and all of a sudden everybody's, oh, here we go. There's Carson Wentz going down the tubes. Right now, and this might shock some people, but he has only 6 interceptions all season, and his interception percentage, which is the number of, you know, interceptions per pass attempt, is at 1.2, which is the third best in the NFL.
Wow.
Third best in the NFL.
I would have lost that bar bet. I would have lost that bar bet, yeah.
He's passed for over 3,000 yards, and he has a team around him now. Good running game, good offensive line, which was also struggling in the early part of the year when Quentin Nelson was out. And this team's playing good football. And like you said, they go in and beat New England, and now they're everybody's darlings, and everybody's wondering about the Patriots. And here's the funny thing to me, Gabe, is that we all know it's a week-to-week league. We hear it. We know it. It's just the way it is, and it always has been. And yet the same people who will sit there and go, it's a week-to-week league, will then make week-to-week pronouncements.
Yeah. yes.
Defines a team for what they are, right? Well, the season defines what they are. Where are they at the end of the year? We've still got 3 games left. Granted, Cardinals have a little tough stretch here against the Colts and then Dallas on the road. They'll end with Seattle at home. Most likely one of those, you know, those teams with 7 losses or 7 wins, rather. Well, they're 7-7. Teams in the conference with 7 wins probably going to lose one game. You never know. But they'll just need those teams to lose. But you're right about if you back into the playoffs and you're losing at the end of the year, it doesn't give a lot of hope or confidence in the postseason. But even there, you just never know. All of a sudden, you rise up, and maybe a matchup favors you. You make some plays. But, you know, the Cardinals right now have issues in the offensive line. They were able to fight through it. No one brings this up. But they were able to fight through it for a long time with, like, 9 different offensive line starting combinations. in the first 11 or 12 games, and it's continued. Then last week, 3 days before the game, they learned that Rodney Hudson will miss it because of COVID. And I know a lot of teams were affected by COVID, but that line got manhandled by a very aggressive and fast Detroit defense. They also lose DeAndre Hopkins, their best player and one of the best players in the league. And so they weren't the same team. And that's reality. It's not an excuse. That's reality. But no one wants to hear all those reasons. They just say win. They just say win. And that's – but you know, I think a certain amount of football and all sports is – okay, this happened. Why did it happen? Why did it happen? And certainly in certain games and certain teams, especially when you lose a guy suddenly and you don't have him, then that changes a lot of things. And you know, the pressure's on because it's at the end of the year. And, you know, if they lose out, and that certainly could happen, then throw all the knives that there are to throw. But to throw them with 3 games left is just being premature because, like I said, all the narrative will change if they can come up with a victory over India.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Howard Balzer, happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Howard. Enjoy the game.
My pleasure, man. Take care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Countdown to Christmas is on. We hope you're enjoying your holidays and Christmas and all that that other stuff. So we got bowl games tomorrow. North Texas are up first. We've been thinking a lot about this game. We talked a lot about it, but this is the next game up. We're going to be on. We're going to be on at 6 o'clock Eastern tomorrow, Sirius XM channel 159. If your local AM radio affiliate doesn't pick us up in that time zone, shame on them. But you can always follow us at Sports Grid. Sports Grid Radio Network, our YouTube page at Sports Grid Radio at nighttime, Sports Grid TV, all that type of stuff. And, of course, Sirius XM Channel 159. So we're going to be on at 6 o'clock, and we'll break down the UCF game, the Florida game more, get into the Thursday nighter. I told you guys about the teaser that I put in. I just played a teaser. I got North Texas up to 9.5 with the Tennessee Titans to plus 10. But I'm also going to be playing the Titans at plus 3. And I already have North Texas to win this football game. I think North Texas and Miami of Ohio are going to go over the number. The MAC, listen, the MAC is a fun conference. The MAC have good football players. But the fact of the matter is the MAC are just sort of undersized compared to the other conferences. And you look at this Mean Green team, and this game is being played in Frisco, Texas. Short drive for Mean Green Nation. This team was a 1-6 football team. They won 5 straight games down the stretch. Their offense was lighting it up down the stretch. They beat UTSA, who we know were a damn good football team. Listen, San Diego State are damn good, but look what Western Kentucky did in their bowl game, right? Coming from the Conference USA. So, you know, listen, I'm telling you, these teams can play. And same with the Sun Belt. Like, Sun Belt, MAC, Conference USA, MAC. I just don't trust Miami in the end. North Texas have the third most potent rushing attack in college football. Miami won't be able to stop it. Mean Green win. Game goes over the number. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.